Albayan Radio presents the following program, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. As-salamu alaykum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series, Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 28th of Sha'ban, and our topic is the fasting of the limbs. My dear brothers and sisters, some Muslims think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only pleased with His servants when they abstain from eating and drinking from dawn or fajr to sunset or maghrib in Ramadan. Rather, my dear brothers and sisters, fasting is a complete and comprehensive act of worship that has its conditions and forms. And whoever does not observe them properly should not expect Allah to be pleased with him. Instead, he's only starving and dehydrating himself for nothing. In other words, for no rewards. Abu Huraira radiallahu an, he narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوعَ. There are people who fast and get nothing from their fast except hunger. And there are those who pray and get nothing from their prayers but a sleepless night. This hadith is found in Sunan Ibn Majah and the Sunan of Al-Nisa'i and others, and has been declared Hasan Sahih by Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah. My dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is only a few days away, and we know that Allah has made fasting an obligation upon us so we may purify ourselves, so we may improve our manners and bring light to our vision. Fasting, my dear brothers and sisters, was decreed for the purpose of taqwa, so we may achieve piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, you have believed, fasting has been made obligatory upon you, as it was made obligatory upon those before you, so that you may attain taqwa. This ayah is found in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 183. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, abstaining from food while a person's limbs commit unlawful acts has no value. Fasting teaches us to protect our tongues, our eyes, our ears, and all of our limbs from sin. And this is the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in fasting. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ لَمْ يَدَعْ قَوْلَ الزُّورِ وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ فَلَيْسَ لِلَّهِ حَاجَةٌ فِي أَنْ يَدَعَ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ. Whoever does not give up false speech and acting upon it, Allah has no need of him giving up his food and drink. This hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari. Also, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he reported that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has said, every good deed of the son of Adam will be multiplied, a good deed receiving a tenfold to 700-fold rewards, except for fasting, for it is done for my sake, and I will reward for it. And when the day of the fast for any of you comes, he must not use vile language or raise his voice. And if anyone reviles him or tries to fight with him, he should tell him he is fasting. This hadith is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim. So my dear brothers and sisters, each one of us should protect and complete his fasting and know that the reward for fasting is not only from abstaining or keeping away from food and drink or from eating and drinking, but also from sinning with our limbs. So we should not only fast or abstain from food and drink and the things which break the fast, we should also abstain from foolish, bad behavior, whether that of speech, whether what we see, what we hear, where we go, and so on and so forth. And finally, we conclude with the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be rightly guided. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.